when we hear about the teachings of somebody or the reputation or of someone we're interested in or a situation or a person that we're interested in, I think there's two kind of elements of that that draws us to something. And I think the first element is our own curiosity that usually is triggered by a friend, a reading, a rumor, whatever, like a reputation that we hear about somebody or something. So I can only assume that everyone here had this kind of curiosity, not so much maybe about Ajahn Chah. I'm assuming that most people here came initially because you were drawn to the Buddha's teachings, to this thing that we call Buddhism, you know, the Dharma, the Sangha. And so similarly, that then we hear about teachers, and there's so many teachers, like so many things in this country, there's an overwhelming amount of information and teachers and things to pick from. So I think one of the great, most painful things that we all have to live with in modern times, and I think most especially in this country, is to have so many incredible choices in our life. And I don't know what Ajahn Chah would say if he was still alive today about the kind of the chaos and the so-called age of communication that we live in. But I feel most certain that he would adapt and have something very simple and wise to offer from the way he lived and the way he taught.